Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of the People Issues Podcast. My name is Jackie Ball, and here with me is my friend
Christy Scott.
Yeah, and we're just two ladies living in New York, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York right now. You want to tell the folks a little bit about yourself, Christy?
I do. I am originally from Nebraska, where my dad used duct tape and rolled up toilet paper for Band-Aids. And then for grad school, moved out here. And I've been out here ever since, about 10 years now. And I love it, gotta say. Jackie and I actually met doing improv at Upright Citizens Brigade. And it's lovely. I love to improv.
Oh, yes. That's right. We met at the wonderful Upright Citizens Brigade, where we were improvising together. I'm from Texas originally myself, southeast of that great big state. I moved to New York with my husband back in 2012, and I'm just your typical New York actor doing bubble shows and face painting and improv stuff. And meeting all kinds of really awesome, interesting people from all over the country and the world, really. And in that time, I get to talk to people and I get to hear their perspectives on society. And that's kind of what happened with Christy and I over at the UCB. We got to chatting and we realized, hey, we got some thoughts in common and we kind of want to
express them together.
Yes, we wanted to express ourselves together to you.
Yes, and we're interested in you as well, what you want to talk about. We recognize that we have made mistakes in our lives, and we'll probably talk about those during the life of this podcast. And so we want, if you disagree or agree or whatnot, just, you know, contact us. Let us know. We'll read stuff on air. You can come on our show, whatever you want to do. But we definitely want some kind of communication with our viewers.
Absolutely. That's the number one thing here at People Issues Podcast, everybody. These are issues for all of the people, and we want anyone to feel welcome. We want voices to be heard. We welcome open debate and dialogue, and we are totally, totally on board with having our ignorance pointed out to us, having other points of view brought to the table, because we think that it's time that everybody start listening to each other and trying to understand other people's lives.
Yeah, and Jackie and I are both feminists.
Yes, we are both feminists.
Yes, and so if you are not a feminist and we're interested in hearing your perspective, as long as it's what we call respectful.
Yes.
In respectful language, want to tell us why you're not. If you're a female or a male and you just aren't a feminist, like, what does that mean to you and why aren't you?
So let's maybe get a little more specific in what feminism is to us, so it's not, so you can have an idea of where we're talking from. So Christy, what does feminism mean to you?
Feminism to me means equality. And I can understand sometimes that equality might look like you're losing rights. So if you're a white cis male, you and women are taking spots in the Senate or wherever, you might feel like, oh, I'm getting some of my rights taken away. When really it's just there's so much in the world in terms of resources. And if people are going to be given things equally, then you're going to feel that way. Mm-hmm. But in general, it's about being equal. So you're going to have, at least in some instances, have less privilege for that equality.
Yeah.
So, but in general, feminism equals equality to me.
Yeah, I agree. I'm on the same page with you. To me, feminism, I think that any opportunity should be available to any person in the world, regardless of if they're born with a penis or a vagina. Like, that's just what I think. I don't think that anyone is entitled to anything. I don't think anyone should be given anything, but I just don't think that there should be a point where it's like, no, you can't do that because you're a man, or, ooh, no, you can't do that because you're a woman. That's it. I think that everyone should get a chance to do whatever their occupation is, and if they can do it, then that's all that there should be to it. You know?
Yes. And I also believe in intersectionality and follow things and really kind of take into consideration that there is something called white feminism versus like intersectional feminism. Mm-hmm. So we're aiming toward the intersectional part, and all the stuff that we're talking about also goes toward any minority, anyone who feels like they're disenfranchised or just not cis white male, essentially.
Yeah, we want to kind of talk about all of that and hearing that perspective, because depending on what your that's a part of your story, and it's going to kind of change.
Yeah, and if we say something stupid, just let us know.
Yeah, say, that was dumb. That was really dumb, Jackie.
Yeah, we can retract things later and just...
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I have a degree, but it's a theater degree, so I don't know if that necessarily...
Well, I have a master's degree in writing, and I teach children English, so that... that's my thing. I had a minor in psychology.
Oh, well, there you go.
So that's something.
Yeah. Theater. I took sociology when I was doing theater. So, but no, it's hitting on all of those points. We know that where you're from economically, where you're from geographically, what's going on in your home, your sexual orientation, we know that all of that is complex, and it makes a difference. And we want to hear those perspectives. That's the point, is that everyone's got different perspectives.
Yes.
And we want to make sure that we're hearing all of them. And to the white men, white cis men out there, this isn't a pile on for you either.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to pile that on. No. I did pile that on.
We want to hear y'all's points of view as well. And like, if there's someone that's angry out there about things that are going on, or if you feel like you're kind of being pushed out, we want to like talk to you guys as well and hear what that's like for you. And we want to chat with you about it. The People Issues podcast is not about changing minds. It's about showing you other people's minds.
Yeah. And I think that's something that's missing a lot is mm-hmm. we have like factions of people and they never really get together, or it's really hard to see the other side as human even. And I think it's important to put that aside, even when it's hard.
Some people automatically react to certain things and they've always just reacted that way. And sometimes when we take a second to ask ourselves, why am I reacting that way? Why do I care if that little boy is wearing nail polish? Mm-hmm. Why do I care if this black person is barbecuing with their family? If you're genuinely scared of a black family barbecuing, you need to take a second and like ask yourself why.
Yeah, or
you're
just
scared.
Walk and if
you,
away.
Yeah, like, or like if you genuinely can't understand why a woman doesn't want to be told she looks beautiful today by a complete stranger, like we just don't need you to do it.
Yeah, I mean, brains look really pretty too. I can't really show you my brains walking down the street, but
your brain's gorgeous.
Yeah, and just like, hey, baby, you got a great brain.
Can I get up in that brain, girl?
Can I just touch that brain? Tickle your brain right there? Yeah, I want to say like 4-syllable words with you.
Ooh.
By the fire, drinking tea. Earl Grey.
Damn, that sounds ostentatious.
Yeah. Ooh. And then we'll trade numbers and then we'll be together forever.
Cool. It sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It's yeah. a beautiful thing, yeah. I think.
We're about love stories here.
We don't back down.
Yeah, this first episode's really just going to be about you guys getting to know Christy and I. And this is when you decide they don't know anything. And then you email us and say, you guys got this all wrong. Please, can I come on and talk to you about this subject?
Also, just from a teacherly perspective, if you have sources, legitimate sources, that would be amazing. Mm. Database mm-hmm. sources are the best. I do take .org or .edu. But if you have a source, we say something stupid and, you know, put that in. Not to say we won't believe you if you don't have a source, but, you know.
We love them.
We love them. We love them.
Scholarly debate.
Scholarly. And then we could put the articles up, too, and say, like, oh, look, we made this Ubu, and here's a link to show us exactly why.
Let's use the information highway for good.
Yes.
So, anything been on your mind lately? Anything going on?
Yeah. So, I heard of this story. It's actually from a friend of mine. And I just wanted to get people's thoughts on it because it's been on my mind this week. So, essentially, this person works in an office and they have someone who is transphobic. Mm-hmm. Who works there as well, and this person walked into their office the other day. Let's give this person a name. Susie.
Susie.
Susie walked into the office the other day, and this person was saying that we can't have trans people here. You can't really teach gender neutral. that it's makes them very uncomfortable that a person who works there has both male and female traits showing, and that, and then even tried to get a speaker to come in and talk about how you don't know how you're setting yourself up to look to other people. So long story short, Susie has reported this person to HR twice. Susie's manager is very flippant about it because the person that is transphobic is in her 60s. Mm. She's worked there for 15 years. Mm. So I feel like, at least from what Susie told me, that the boss is kind of like, well, this person is nice to me, and so therefore they can't also have traits that are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And Susie was talking to me and saying, like, he really reacts to the word bigot. So she was actually calling this person, like, she said, I feel like you're protecting the bigot in this situation and you're not helping the person who's being discriminated against. Yeah. And how long is this person going to be allowed to be transphobic in the workplace? Anyway, first off, Jackie, what are your thoughts? I want Jackie's thoughts.
What are my thoughts? Well, I think that is really sad, just first off, just hearing it. I feel so horrible for the person in the office that is having to experience this. And, you know, Susie, I feel like, is doing the best that she can and even pointing it out. Saying something is wrong, saying this isn't right, because a lot of times it falls on the victim to have to speak up for themselves, and the victim is already feeling like unsafe and is already, you know, feeling victimized, and that's a tough place to be. And it's interesting though, because you do hear this a lot with the age of the woman that is saying mm-hmm. this transphobic thing. She's older. And so what do y'all think out in the audience about that, when you have someone that's of a certain generation where it was okay and it was fine in their day, and you know, this is so, it's being gay is already difficult enough for them to wrap their heads around, and now we're throwing trans at them? That's a debate you kind of hear a lot. I think personally, for me, I think if someone is going to use that sort of excuse for that type of behavior, that's fine and dandy if that's how your grandpa wants to talk in the house when mm-hmm. it's you and your family, and like, no, there's really nothing you can do. This is grandpa's house, and that's how he's going to talk here. This is grandma's house, and that's whatever. Talk how you want to talk in your home. Not that I agree with it, but I can't stop that. When you're going to bring yourself into a working environment and you have coworkers and you're being paid to be here and you're a functioning member of society, we have societal standards. And that's why it's really tough for the transgender community right now, with everything going on in Washington as well, because it's all about if we can all just recognize and accept them as people.
Yeah. And the thing that was hard for me to hear was it seemed like the boss was just seeing it from a very simplistic viewpoint of, this person's nice to me, therefore they can't be a bigot. And that really doesn't give justice to how complicated people are.
Exactly.
Like, I like to say that serial killers are only killing, I don't know, you know what, I have no idea how much. I haven't done the study on this. I don't know how much the average serial killer spends of their life serial killing. But most of the time,
sure,
they are just doing normal human things like brushing their teeth, using mm-hmm. the restroom, going to bed, getting up in the morning. Like, most of the things that they do are normal. There's people who love serial killers. There's people just as human beings.
You hear so often, he was so normal, I'd never expected it.
And this is, like, the person who's being prejudiced against, this is their life.
Yeah.
Like, everything they do is affected by this. Their mm-hmm. their rights as a human being are being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And the supervisor in this situation, it seems, is just taking the most simplistic route and then getting personally offended that someone would think someone he doesn't think is a bigot.
Yeah.
And that really strikes me, because it's not looking deeper into the issue. Mm-hmm. It's not. And I understand that some people come from backgrounds where they haven't seen any prejudice. They don't understand prejudice. They take things at face value. But there's a whole underlayer of things going on, of intimidation from the transphobic person, of like, just kind of feeling people out to see how much they'll allow them to do, you know, or how much they'll allow them to say in their presence. And so it's insidious, and they know better than to do it in front of the manager.
Yes. So, and if you know better than to do it in front of the manager, then perhaps your behavior
Right. And it's just, it's so obvious. Like, it's very, very obvious from my perspective what's going on. And one thing Susie was saying is that the woman now is saying, like, oh, I can't say something about this. Somebody might report to HR. So it's yeah. Which Susie did. But it's like, oh, I have to change my behavior, but I'm not changing it. And, like, still feeling out, like, hey, will you take my bigotry? Will you take my bigotry?
Well, it's still seeing who is it okay. Because she thought that she understood the space that she was in and that everybody would be on board with it. Right. And then she realized, oh, crap, everybody isn't on board with it. Now let me throw out the test again to see who is still okay with it so I know who I can freely talk with about these things again. It's like I'm half Mexican, but I don't look at them very white presenting. And there are a lot of times where I'm in white company and they start speaking very freely about Latinos and Mexicans and caravans and all that kind of stuff. And they think that it's okay, quote unquote, to talk like that in front of me because they think that I'm going to be on this, you know, and even if I wasn't Mexican, but still they feel like it's comfortable. But so it's testing those boundaries again. Like,
and like newsflash white people, I'm Irish and Scottish and German. Don't assume every white person you talk to is racist or that you can be racist in front of white people. Like, you just shouldn't be racist in general, in my opinion. But it's an assumption that kind of just, I've had that happen to me where I'll be having a normal conversation and all of a sudden somebody will throw something out that's like super racist. And I'll just be like, where did this come from, and why do you feel comfortable being this way?
Saying that, exactly.
In front of me. Like, did I make you feel comfortable enough to be a racist? Like,
Well, and it's because it's what it was the okay and normal behavior for so long, and now it's not. And there are some people who, like, don't like that. You know? It's kind of like we're seeing a lot of straight white cisgendered men right now, the whole rhetoric of it's a tough time for them because they can be accused of crimes that they've never committed, which don't even get me started on that, into the whole race of it all, because there have been plenty of Black and Latino men who have been being killed for crimes they didn't commit and have been accused guilty of crimes they didn't commit. But that's a whole other thing. They're feeling very worried and very concerned. Are my actions going to be misinterpreted? If I do this, is someone going to report me? If I have sex with this woman and I don't get written consent, is she going to come back and say that I raped her? Like, and it's just, it's the first time where white, cisgendered men, straight men, are having to consider their actions and consider how what they say and what they do might be perceived by others. And that's never something they've really had to do before. Like, as a woman, we go into a room and we're looking for potential threats. We're walking down the street, we're looking for potential threats. We're in certain company, we're thinking of what can I say, what can I not say, what's okay. Same for minorities, you know, like, am I wearing a hoodie? Am I doing this? Am I carrying myself a certain way? Do I need to change my colloquialism so I don't seem like I'm stupid, even though I'm not? Like, minorities and women have been doing that for so long. And like now, they're having to think about that. And yeah, it's very frustrating. It is like really freaking annoying to think that, oh my God, how are you going to bend my words? How are you going to bend? And I'm not saying that that's what's going on, but yeah, you need to consider, yes, this does mean that you can't just touch any woman you want now. You can't just give any woman you want a hug now. Yes, that's exactly what that means. And why do you care so much? Think about that. Why do you care so much about that you won't have that privilege anymore?
It's bizarre. Well, as a woman, it seems very bizarre to be indignant about someone not wanting me to touch them. People bump into me and I apologize.
Yeah. It's like, oh, of course. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
And also, I just don't understand, if I've never in my life had someone come up to me and say, hey, Jackie, what you did, this whatever XYZ that made me really uncomfortable. And my response was, well, fuck you. That's not what I meant. Oh my God, that's not what I meant. I'm so sorry. Like, people it may not be what you meant. It may not be malice intention. You know, racism doesn't mean that you're violent, evil, sinister. Misogyny doesn't mean that you're violent. You know, that's not what that means. It just means that maybe you don't know how it's affecting other people yet. But when somebody tells you how it's affecting them, and then you didn't know, you can't get mad at them because they're telling you something you didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, and I think a lot of it is you don't want to, or at least what I would assume is, you don't want to see yourself that way.
Yeah.
Of like, I love the women in my life. I would never do that to them.
Yeah.
And so it has to be a conspiracy of women who are all at once trying to make men look bad.
Yeah.
Opposed to it being acceptable for them to say, you can't touch my body if I don't want you to.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's very, very simple thing. Like, don't touch my body.
It's very simple. Just don't do it. How is your day affected? Like, nothing, your day doesn't change by stopping catcalling women, but our days get so much better. So where it stands right now, Suzy's reported this to HR.
Twice. Yes.
And this older woman is still
working there, yeah.
Working there and is still behaving the same way?
Yes.
Has the behavior changed?
No.
No change in behavior. So what does Suzy do next? Because Suzy wants to help out her friend, but doesn't want to make them feel uncomfortable. Doesn't want to do anything they might not. Cause that's another thing that's tough too, is like, you know, they may not want to rock the boat or upset, you know, things at the workplace, but it's someone's life, you know, they got to go to work every day. And but like we said, we've got a lot of thoughts and a lot of ideas and questions too, really. And that's when it comes back to you. Once again, anything y'all heard today, if you want to get in on the conversation, please contact us at peopleissuespodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to keep your identity like quiet, if you want to talk about stuff and you don't want to be explicit, like, we totally respect that because we know we're getting into heavy stuff here.
Yeah, and you can write in and we'll read it in our voice. Like, so you could just write in your words and then we'll read it for you.
Let's say you have a story that you want to tell. If there's something from a point of view, but it is a little too difficult for you to come on and talk about, or you don't really want people to know that it's you, but you want to get that story out there because you think it might be helpful, send it in. We'll get your words out there and we'll get a conversation going around it so that we can get you in the conversation somehow.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, and we have a Twitter or a Gram.
We also have, you can see us on the Gram, on the Instagram at people_issues_podcast, because that's how it goes down on the Gram.
Do people call it the Gram?
Everyone calls it the Gram.
Really? Okay. No, you're wrong.
What do they call it?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. Hey, guys, let us know. Is it called the Gram?
We need to know.
We're talking big issues here.
Yes.
Big issues here.
The Gram, the Twit.
Nobody calls it the Twit. That I can guarantee.
What is it? The Snap? No, people do call it Snap.
Do people still Snapchat?
Yeah, like all the time.
Mm.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have one of those. We only have a Gmail and we only have an Instagram.
Yeah, that's us.
And you can reach us on there. Again, I'm Jackie Ball. I guess you can follow me at JackieBall0310 on Instagram.
I also have an Instagram and I'm Christy Scott. I have no idea what it's called. And it probably has a lot of letters and numbers and such behind it as well. But I'll put that up on the website because you want to know.
You want to know that people want to know.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Well, you all have just an excellent day, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye.